Who loves technology? Hands up if you love Wi-Fi. Hands up if it does you nothing. Anyway, we're back. Sorry about that. I've had to switch. I've gone from the downstairs studio to the green screen studio. We get a better connection here and it's plugged in. So we're doing that. But let's get back to where we were. We want your views, your comments live tonight if you're watching. We want to know, can Leicester win the league? Can we win it again? Why not? What do you reckon? Somebody just put in the comments there before we lost Wi-Fi. Would you rather win the Europa League or the Premier League? And I'd like to know what your views on there. Maz, good evening to you. Hi, Rene, thank you to get you back on here again. Hope you're well. Mick Padgett, hope you're well. Thank you. We're effectively starting this again. Jason Mills, good evening to you. Nick Moore, 33-1. That was one of the questions as well. Would you put a bet on Leicester to win it? For me, I can't do that because I'd just be jinxing it, if I'm honest. I'd rather always back against Leicester. LCFC Grey, watching on YouTube, thank you for that, saying we are there. Reese is saying he can't hear me. Well, hopefully, Reese, that's your end, I think. Let me know, can you hear me? I am having one of those technical issues today. Jamie says he'd rather win them both. Little old Leicester, top of the league. Which league are you talking about, Andy? Are you talking about our Europa League, because we're top of that, or are you talking about the Premier League? Mick says, why can't we win it? Patrick, I hadn't heard that. Little Wes is injured, ain't it? I haven't heard that. Let me know if anybody's heard that. I hadn't heard of any injuries yesterday. I know, obviously, Johnny Evans looked a little bit sore, but I haven't heard the latest. Tom, thanks, Tom, for his watch-along yesterday with Locks. What a fantastic job those two are doing. We'd be doing that every match day. Tom saying we're going to win them both. Do you agree with Tom? Do you agree with Tom? LCFC Grey says we could possibly win the Premier League if we keep the consistency going. Gaz, hi Gaz, hope you're well, says hi. Come on, Gaz, what do you reckon? Can we win the Premier League? Can we win the Europa League? Which would you rather do? Karen, Auntie Karen's watching. How are you? Hope you're well. Premiership all day. David Gavin is choosing which one he would rather us to win. Matty, I understand it's too early for this debate. Listen, it's international break time, Matty. Let's have the debate. I want to have that debate because why not? Do you know what? Again, I know we say it. It's nice we say it every year. We said it this time last year. I was listening to a debate on, it was actually Radio 5. They were talking a little bit about Liverpool and Man City's game. And the guy they were chatting to, I forget who it was, some pundit, they were talking about, oh, Liverpool are doing well, Man City can still get back up there. And he was talking about the top four, and he was including Man United in it and not even mentioning Leicester in the title race. He was still saying Man United are, you know, on the fringes of it. And it's like, it is frustrating. I think I'm happy to talk about it. If you guys want to talk about something else, let me know what you want to talk about. Let me know what you want to talk about. I mean, we could talk about Wesley Fofana looking like the buy of the century, maybe. I mean, let's not get carried away, but with that statement, I probably just have done. He does look good, though, yesterday, doesn't he? He absolutely does look good. Jason saying, yes, we can. This season, due to no fans, he's going to see all the usual big boys struggle, and the title will be won by an outsider. Why not us? Jason, I think you could be right. I think you could be right. Interestingly, have you noticed the big clubs, the Man Cities and Liverpools, want to have 5 substitutions allowed in the Premier League? They want to introduce that. Have you noticed that? That's been going all around the news today. That's because they've got more strength in depth. Look at teams like Leicester. Already we are deep into our squad, but Liverpool, Man City, yeah, no wonder they want to have 5 substitutions. I don't think we should. Why should we? I don't think we need to. It's a Premier League season. 3 subs is plenty. I come from an era where you had 1 sub and that was it. No keepers on the bench. Kevin is saying it's a strange season. Think not having fans is massively impacting results elsewhere. Could be. John says here again, we want to win both. Why not? Let's go for them both. Gary is watching and so is Sean. We're going to win them both. Hey, I'd take one of them. Honestly, I would just take one. And if I had to pick, I'd pick the Premier League again. Crikey, I'd love to win the Europa League, but I'd love to win the Premier League again. I'll tell you why. If I had the choice, which we don't, I would love to win the Premier League again, because I think for several reasons. Firstly, it would catapult us into that we are a big club. I think it really would mean everybody took us more seriously, if we were to win it a second time in 5 years. The second reason is, It's, I just think it, well, it would mean that we'd won as many top titles as Forest, so that we'd be able to show them how many times we'd won it, which was twice to all you Forest fans, but we've only done it once because at the moment they've done it twice. And I would love it because I think it is the bigger one to win. I really do. So that would be me. Let me know who you are. What would you like and why? Wesley Fofana, who was your man of the match yesterday? And when some of these injuries, Castagna, Ricardo Pereira, Wilfred Ndidi, when these guys are back fit, where are they going to slot into that team? Patrick says Man City have yet to make three subs in any league game this season, yet Pep Guardiola is with Jurgen Klopp and they both want to introduce five subs. As Luke says here, I agree, Luke, five subs gives an advantage to the bigger squads. It absolutely does. Reese is saying the handball rule and five subs can't change during the season. It would be unfair to impact in previous games. Maybe, Reese. Obviously, we had during the lockdown and the break and then the season came back. Of course, the rules did change with the five subs last season. So I actually think they could change that if there was enough support behind it. But it doesn't help teams like Leicester necessarily. It does help teams who've got a deeper substitute bench. Sondrax watching on YouTube saying, how would you feel if someone somehow signed Saliba from Arsenal? Cags for Fofana Saliba would be unreal. Get your views in on that. LCFC Grey saying consistency will make us a big club. When we finish regularly in the top six, the other teams will back off a bit. Gary, it's an interesting one, isn't it? Gary's saying, is the coincidence that the good run is without Perez? Where is Perez? Seems to, he wasn't even in the squad yesterday. You know, we paid 30 million for him, and I know quite a lot of fans actually really rate Perez, and then there's a bank of fans say, well, Perez, he's not played in his right position, whatever that is, debate, what is Perez's best position? And then there is a group of fans just think, no, he's not good enough, he's the wrong buy. Fee says, I've got my home Thailand Smiles With You shirt on, Vardy 9 on Saturday. We could become a bigger club, but that was Vichai's dream. That is Vichai's dream, so why not? We're going to have a good bench when our injuries come back, says Ivan. Absolutely, Ivan. How are you? Hope you're good out in Siona Leone. Siona Leone? Oh, I said that wrong. Come on, Ivan. Put me right. Where is it? Mark is saying, no one can beat us if we play our best. We're going to win 4-0. Mark. Hey, I'm getting carried away. Mark is absolutely getting carried away. Reese is saying Evans is better than Saliba. Reese, do you know any updates on Johnny Evans yesterday? Looked like he had a sore back. Let me know how he is. Rennie B saying, I hope Under plays against Liverpool. Again, Under's a decent player and he's already had impact, creating two goals for Jamie Vardy. So it does feel like we have strengthened this season. Although in the summer transfer window, I couldn't quite see it, but it does feel like we have. What happened to Great as well? Yeah, Andy. Demarai Great, nowhere near the squad at the moment. I don't think Gray will be too happy about that. I definitely think Gray will be looking for a move in January. Anthony's watching, says, what a brilliant win. As Leicester City supporters, we need to rethink our habits about doom and gloom. As a City supporter, I think we almost feel abused, lol. Yeah, listen, we had this debate. It was before the Leeds game. We did the pre-match show with Jamie and with myself, Tom and Lox. And when that Leeds team, the Leicester team, was announced against Leeds, a small group of fans who were already disappointed before we kicked the ball. And we were like, just calm down, let's watch it. And as it happened, we went on to win. Now, it doesn't always happen, but you know, got to give the team a chance, I think. Under is better as a sub when he is subbed. Okay, Sondrax, well, fair enough. Danny is saying, we fell apart when we went on a good run last season, so I don't want to get too carried away. Reese, no, do you know what? It's just me tonight. Just me. You've just got me rabbiting on tonight, Reese. So we're not having any fans on tonight. We had loads on yesterday, which is great. Auntie Karen says, Kasper was my man of the match yesterday. What an amazing save he made. He didn't have too much to do, did he, Karen? But when he did, it's like a goal. Honestly, that save he made was as good as a goal. Brett is saying what most of us are thinking. Mendy is like a new player this season. He's on fire. Will Brett, question to you, mate, and to anybody else who's watching. Wilfred Ndidi, imagine he's back fit for the Liverpool game, which I don't think he will be by a long shot yet. But when Wilfred Ndidi is back, what do you do? Surely you can't drop Mendy. He is like a man on fire, just like you said. Keep your comments coming in. We want to know as much of your views as possible. The headline topic for tonight, tongue-in-cheek, but why not? We are top of the league. Can Leicester win the league again? Secondary question was going to be, if you could pick, which would you rather win, the Premier League or the Europa League? Nick, this is an interesting one. Nick says, I think we have learnt from last season. Let's hope so, because last season, that is one of those things you've got to take from last season, is there's a whole group of players who need to learn that they didn't do enough to take it over the line. I think at Christmas, we went into Christmas, I think in second, and then we had that home game against Man City we lost, and then we went to Liverpool. Oh no, away at Man City it was, we got a beating, and then Liverpool came and absolutely taught us a lesson. Was it 4-0 against Liverpool? It was Boxing Day. It was a bit of a massacre, wasn't it? But and from then on, really, we never got back into our stride. I know we had a pandemic and we're still in it, but that was, we need to learn from that this season, don't we? And it looks like we have. Ashley's saying, I don't think we can win it again. But then I said, hey, listen, we all said it in 2016. Let's be honest. So just, who knows? I know we're only 8 games in and we'll have to see. Matt is sitting on the fence. Oh, no, he's not. He's saying, Wilf, we'll have to wait. I'm with you. That's Rennie. That's exactly what we're saying. Do you think Mendy is starting 11? I think he'll have to be. He's playing so well. Playing so well. Chris would agree and saying, keep Mendy in for me. Sid talking about people going in January. Looks like Slim and Gray will be on their way out. Can't give Slim away, honestly, Sid. Can't give Slim away. He will still be here. And why wouldn't you on 80 grand a week? They don't fancy him. I still think he could offer us a plan B. We've seen a little flash of him this season. Play Monday, man. That is, come on, Andrew. Get your typing fingers out, mate. He's saying play Mendy and Ndidi one off another with cup games coming up thick and fast. Two quality central defensive midfielders I'm going to add in there where we can rest one, play the other. Absolutely right, Andrew. We've got Europa League. We've got Premier League. Got the FA Cup after Christmas. I think that would be it. Come on then. Ian, the Darlow fan, who we're adopting as a Leicester fan. Ian says, Ian, we know you're a Darlington fan, but we know you love Leicester. Yes, you did in the FA Cup. Well done. You beat Swindon. Well done to the Darlington lot. I know that's nothing much to do us, but I think that's great. Chappers, great to have you on here. I hope you're well. What did you reckon to yesterday's match? Get your views in. Started with more. No, you're having your own internal conversations here. We've come back from last season with more hunger and more desire. That's a title winning mentality. Agreed, Reese. I agree. Sorry. David saying Mendy has been candidate for many man of the matches. Brendan will be delighted to have Ndidi, Castagne, Cags and Pereira to choose from. It's going to be a tough one, isn't it? It's Vardy versus Mo Salah. That's Liverpool against Leicester. That's the next game. Will Jamie Vardy have a party? Says Jag214 on YouTube. He already is. He's already having a party and he's really enjoying it. Somebody from the Leicester Fan TV crew is saying Sionku, Ricardo and Castagne to come straight back in. Wilf to wait. That's an interesting one. I'm not 100% sure on that. I think Ricardo's been out for such a long time. They'll ease him back in. Castagne was looking great. I think James Justin had another good game. I think he's getting just a little bit better, James Justin is. And as for Sionku, well, Johnny Evans and Fofana, I wouldn't want to split them up at the moment. And I'm going to say it again, I know I said it the other week, but Johnny Evans is for me that unsung hero with Harry Maguire, with Sionku, with Fofana. I think Johnny Evans makes them all look good. Carlos watching. How are you, Carlos? Good evening to you. Anthony saying last season, I think the squad got complacent. I think you're right. Absolutely. Thought they would cruise a bit too. I think you've hit it bang on there, Anthony. I think there was complacency and big headedness. I think you're right. I think it went to their heads. I do think it was their heads. Joanna, thanks. Joanna says, if injury hasn't stopped us, we are well on our way as serious contenders to win the league. It's happening. Joanna thinks it's happening. Are you getting down the bookies? Somebody said it's 33-1. What a bet. It's not 5,000 to 1. But 33-1, I'm not sure. Listen, I'll never bet on Leicester to win. I think I put the kiss of death on whenever I bet on them. I don't think I've ever won a bet betting on Leicester. Fofana is my fave, says Carlos. I'm going to get a new shirt with his name on. He's come out of nowhere. Jamie from the Foxes, good evening. How are you? Get your views in, Jamie. Sonderak says another Vardy party in Melton again. He doesn't live in Melton anymore. I believe he lives out in Rutland somewhere. So it won't be a Vardy party at Melton, but it will be a Vardy party somewhere. John is saying Rodgers is going to have a big headache when all the injured players come back to full fitness. It's going to be a good situation. Yeah, John, absolutely. It will be. You're absolutely right. The problems last season, Matty, you are spot on with Norwich at home. They worked out how to undo us. I think we look better this season. I think we've got more about us, Matty, this season. Do you agree with that? I think we know how to undo teams. I think we've got a bit more. I think we have learnt from last season. Craig saying JJ is poor in the air. He's still learning. JJ's come from Luton, you know, and he's, you know, a lot of those players are still learning. Fee, yes, I did say that word. Let's not say it again. Nick, yes, I do. I think we can win it again. Why not? Why the heck not? The first time in 2016, I thought it was crazy. I thought it was a dream. But since then, you do something once, you can do it twice. That's my logic. Why can't we win it again? Is this team potentially better than the 2015-16 team? What do you think? I want your views on that. And that word potential, please bear that in mind. I'm not saying they are now, but could this team, the Leicester City squad that we've got at the moment, could it be a better team than the 2015-16 team? Is it better? Have we got better quality in there? I tell you what, if we can just hold on to these players for a couple of seasons, where could we go would be another question. Chappers says, I think we can too, Phil, I believe. Well done, Chappers is on the Barmy Army viewpoint. This 3-6-1 is working wonders, says William Robinson. It almost is, isn't it? I mean, it's five at the back. But, you know, why not? Robert saying, you dreamer. Why not? Hey, we can all dream now after we've done it once. Do you know the only dream that didn't happen was I honestly thought we were going to go and win the Champions League. I really did. And we were chatting to, who were we talking to? Oh, my mind's gone to a frazzle. We talked to one of the players from that season. I don't know if it was Danny Simpson in the lockdown. We had Fox's chat. And I think it was Danny Simpson said that they thought, the players thought, that they were going to do it as well. So, good lad, Jamie from the Foxes says he believes, he's a believer too. If Barnes scores more, yes, we are better than 2000. Yes, just needs to add that finishing touch, doesn't he? Had another chance yesterday, but it was a deflection. Cedric, I can't believe you've said that. I can't believe any Leicester fans honestly believe that. Didn't want to win it again. First time was so special. Second time won't be the same. I sort of see what you're saying there, Cedric. That it can't take the shine off that. Trust me. I win it a second. I win it a third. I win it a fourth times. I hope I've got enough life in me to see Leicester win it again now. I never believed it that could happen. But trust me, I'm now. Hopefully, I've got another 20 odd years of watching Leicester City. I think we could do it in that 20 years if we carry on this. Maybe not this season, but maybe in the next few. Reese is saying this team is better than the 15-16, but the title win was better in 15-16. Yeah, I sort of get what you mean there, Reese, I think. Robert is saying the only problem I see now is when Jamie Vardy is not on the pitch. The rest of the kind of team looks all sorts. Well, let me refer you back, Robert, to Leeds 1, Leicester 4. Jamie Vardy not involved in that 4-1 game. So that would be interesting. Jamie says, we've done it once, do it again. Dan is saying, younger team too than the title winning side. I know, but with the experience of Christian Fuchs, Jamie Vardy, Wes Morgan, Kasper Schmeichel in there. Mark is saying, wouldn't be the same. It wouldn't be the same. It'd be better. And the Foxes arms, Jamie says, maybe the second time is harder to do. Ivan saying, The title team is greater than this because we only lost three games in the Premier League, remember. Yeah, absolutely. Robert says we smashed Braga with no Vardy. Fee saying she lives in London, and at 6:05 in the regional news, they said Tottenham was top of the Premier League. I sent them a tweet correcting them. Was Jamie came out with a stat yesterday saying, I think the year we won the title, Spurs were top of the league for 15 minutes. And yesterday they doubled that. They were top of the league for about 45 minutes or something yesterday. It wasn't long, but Harvey's been watching for 40 years and says this is the most complete team I've seen in my 40 years of watching the Foxes. For me, Rob, Harvey, I've been watching them a similar time as you. I don't think we are yet. My honest opinion is this team is not as good as the 15-16 side yet. But do I think it could be? Yes, I definitely think it could be. Tom saying Schmeichel has been the best keeper in the Premier League this season. Andy saying waited 50 years for the first one, and I can't wait that long for the second one. Well, you never know, Andy. I'm with you on that, about the same age. I've waited all my life for it. I think we can do it. We've perhaps got 20 years left, Andy, if we look after ourselves a bit better than we do. But you never know. Don't forget, by the way, this shirt I'm wearing, you can win one of these. They got old retro Einkoop. Let's have a look at that. I'll suck in the beer gut. No beer gut. I've got to really suck that in. Really, note to self, suck in beer gut when showing off shirts that you can win on LeicesterFanTV.com. That's the website. Go over there. You can win it. Why not? reading some of these. Jason, top football commentary punditry there. This team is the dog's doodars. Could be. And Nick says maybe if we win it, we'd be in the big six in the pundit's eyes. I don't think so. Chappers says we had the 12th man in 2016. Yeah, all those, like, what was it, the earthquakes and all that sort of stuff. It's a weird league this season, so anything can happen. It's got the makings of an outsider team. We're not the only team doing well. Southampton doing well. Spurs doing okay, I suppose. Man United doing rubbish. Great to see Chelsea being a bit mixed up. Man City being mixed up. It's there this season. Carry on. Ross says Spurs new DVD is called Top of the League for 30 minutes. Yeah, that'll sum up this season. Fee says she's got one of these shirts in blue. Yeah, that's another one. Well, we've got it in green. So if you want to win it in green, we can do that. Harvey says 15-16, other teams didn't perform as expected. We took advantage of their poor performances. This team is surely more talented all round than ever. Do you know what, though? A lot of people say that, Harvey. We still went on and win that. I don't... other teams had some of them had a bit of a mixed one, but we did get in there, I guess. He'd say this bunch of bumfluff bearded are not as good as when Cheney and Rowland were scoring for fun. You're not that old, Keith, I can tell. International break has come at the wrong time, or has it come at the right time, Del Boy? Let me know what you... I think it's come at the right time. Let's take a pause. We've got nobody in the England squad. Casper said no to Denmark, I think, hasn't he? Or said he's taking a break. You know, I think we're top of the league. Pause. Enjoy. We get 2 weeks of saying we're top of the league. I'm quite enjoying that now. I think it's actually quite a good time to do. I'm with Alison, says can't actually wait to play Liverpool next. Looking forward to that. LCFC Fox 7 on YouTube is saying score predictions for Liverpool. Bit early for that. Let's see who's playing. But I tell you what, I think Jamie's stat on Liverpool's match was back in 1981. Liverpool went 63 games unbeaten at home. And the team that ended that run in 1981 was Leicester City. Liverpool are now 63 games unbeaten. The next team to play them when they could try and beat that record is Leicester City. Can we do it again? I do believe in fate. I believe in lots of things like that. I have lucky football pants and do lucky routines. So I'm a big believer that we're going to beat Liverpool at Anfield, because that's what the stato Jamie has said. I believe it. Ben is saying the most consistent side over 38 games, won it by 10 clear points. Yeah, I agree with you, Ben. 100%. 100%. You don't win it for anything else like that. We absolutely did it. Miles saying predicting a draw for the Liverpool match. Fee is saying she's prediction for the Liverpool match. It's Locks has to do the shame. Fee, I don't think we've even worked out what the Baldy Locks bet will be. That's where Locks, who does the live watch along. If you fans need to predict, give him a prediction to go for, and then he'll cut it off. Keep the run going, says Del Boy. Liverpool next going to be a very tough game. It will do. Probably take a draw. Jamie's saying he's going to start charging us for his stats. Start all. Yeah, you keep them coming, honestly. Nick Moore's getting excited. We could all chant that one together. Jason saying we have put to bed the 47 years of Arsenal hoodoo, so why not go afield and smash them at Liverpool? Yeah, we used to, again, back in the day, we used to beat Liverpool quite often. Jason agrees, thinks we'll beat Liverpool. I think Reese is right. We're better than Liverpool at the moment. Keep all these comments coming in, so many. Now, we're going to keep going with the comments, but please, 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 and this is me asking you very nicely, if you're watching on YouTube, please hit the subscribe button. Please do that for me. If you're watching, we're trying to grow the YouTube channel as fast as we can. We need more and more people from that YouTube lot to subscribe. So hit subscribe wherever it is. Subscribe now. If you're watching on Facebook, please give us a like, give us a share, share our content. Let's get more Leicester fans watching, more fans coming on the shows. If you're on Twitter or Periscope, give us a little heart, love heart, or a retweet. That's the end of me begging for wherever you're watching on social channels. Let's get back to the comments in here. I think Gary started ironing his pants yet. I think what's he said? Gary Lineker said, he will shave his head if we win the Premier League again. Europa League finalist says bacon peanut butter. What a YouTube name that is. I can certainly see us going very, very deep into the Europa League. Do you agree with that? Hopefully we'll beat Braga so we can play the reserves in the last two Europa games. William, we're effectively almost through that league group now. It would be an absolute miracle for us not to go through. I think one scrapey point would do well. We can probably play in the Europa League now, mix it up and concentrate on the Premier League, if anything. Vardy to score and Locks loses the lock, says Andy. I think you've got to come up with something a bit tougher than that. But I think a Leicester win, maybe at Liverpool, and he should do it. Leicester win and Jamie Vardy scores. Maybe how about that? CK says, where's Sinky tonight? I've given him a night off. It's international break time. It's international Sinky night off time. I thought I would just come on here and yabber away to you guys. And that indeed I have done. Chris says, I got £1 on Leicester to win the Europa League at 16-1. It could happen. Jamie's going to get the last comment tonight from the Fox's Arms in Alcudia. He says, can we win it? Yes, we can. That's Bob the Builder, isn't it? Absolutely. Can we win it? Yes, we can. Listen, as ever, guys, I want to thank each and one of you for watching us. Don't forget, you're already watching us on one of the channels. We're on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube. We're even on LinkedIn, for those of you in the business world, and we're on Periscope. Go and follow us and subscribe. Thank you. As ever, thanks to these guys. We couldn't do it without them. ADT, Eat Me, Everard's, Moya Wade, Leicester Garage Conversions, Piglet's Pantries, The Fox's Arms, that's Jamie's in Alcudia, Pink Car Leasing, Hologram, and our charity that we supported, which, let me just put this up on screen now. These guys, you guys all helped. Forget PPV, pay-per-view. I think they've done over 600 now, gifts at £15 each. Over 600 fans donated £15. Do the maths. What's that? 600 times 15, that's about £9,000 of fans said to pay per view and gave it to Leicester Charities, which is Memphis, and we help support them. So absolutely, thumbs up to Memphis to pay per view. Absolutely can't stand that stuff. So it's what a way to end the show. Thanks for all your views. Thanks for all your comments. My name's Phil. This is Leicester Fan TV. We'll see you on Friday night with Lox's Fan Zone show. See you later.
Welcome to Leicester Fan TV. With special thanks to our pals at ADT Taxis, Feed Me, Piglet's Pantry, Tiger, Leicester Garage Conversions, Pink Vehicle Leasing, Hologram, The Fox's Arms, Moyer Wade Interiors, and our chosen charity, Memphis UK. We bring you the fans' views on the match each week, and your views matter to us. Join the fans' debate each match with us. Follow us at Leicester Fan TV.